It's a great pleasure for me to be back in Romania, and I feel very welcome here because you are such a strong ally who's contributing in many ways to all the missions of the Alliance. You gave a good overview of our discussions. I won't repeat all the details that you mentioned, but our meeting was a very valuable opportunity to address the priorities for the Warsaw Summit, which will also be the subject of the Defense Policy Director's discussions tonight and tomorrow. And there are indeed many different subjects on the agenda for the summit, but the most important is to strengthen the deterrence and defense posture of the Alliance in the face of enormous challenges all around us. We emphasize that we need a 360-degree approach to deterrence and defense because there are indeed challenges to our east with a revisionist Russia that has changed borders by force, and at the same time, instability and violent extremism on our southern flank. And we had a good discussion, Minister, of what it will take to ensure that we have a credible deterrent all along the eastern flank, including up in the Baltic region, but also here in the Black Sea, where the challenges may be different, but just as serious. But I think based on the very good guidance that you and the other ministers provided us in February, I think we already have a framework to provide for sufficient deterrent capabilities suitable to the northeastern flank and to the southeastern flank, including, as you said, land, air, and maritime elements. But let me close my opening remarks by just thanking Romania for its many contributions to the work of the Alliance, including your continued contributions in Afghanistan, your work to support the defense sector reforms in Moldova, Ukraine, and Georgia, and of course the fact that you're moving steadily towards the 2% of GDP goal for defense spending.